Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. We got a big hour ahead. The hot seat's coming up. We are going to bring on a tremendous entertainer who's got an incredible show coming up at the Fillmore next week.
Nice.
What a show this is. And on the line with us right now is an American legend. He is our own Philadelphia's own great Larry Bowa. Hi, Larry.
What's up, Ange? How you doing?
Larry, listen, I'm in a situation here, and I need your help. Larry, if today the Phillies asked you to go out on the mound at your age and throw a strike to home plate, could you still do it?
Yes.
Damn right you can. And yeah. They got me thrown out the first pitch because, you know, I'm retiring, and I don't think I could do it. Could you help me, Larry?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you you have until, what, the end of the month, right?
I got the 24th of July is when, okay, I'm doing this.
Okay, well, you get with one of your friends. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. You don't have any friends.
No, I'm going to. I have one who's pretending he's one.
Okay.
What do
Here's
I do?
What you do? First of all, you start out at about 30, 35 feet while you're trying to prepare for this. Make sure you throw every ball chest high, throw a four-seam fastball. Now, you do that for 2 or 3 days, you back up to about 50, 55 feet.
Right.
Do that a couple days, and then finally you get on the mound. But I will say this, Ange. I caught a ball, a first pitch, from the greatest player that ever put on a Philly uniform, and he was in front of the mound. And I'm talking about Schmitty. So if you're going to go to the mound and you don't throw a strike or you bounce it, and you can expect, I'm going to tell you, you know this area better than anybody in the world.
Right.
You will get booed off that mound. So if I were you,
stay,
I would get right at the edge of the dirt there.
You're right.
Throw a nice strike.
He's right.
And everybody will give you a standing ovation and everything like that. But, you know, you're going into another area if you want to get on the mound, and you happen to bounce it or throw it over my head. So
right. Well, you are. Hold on. I know I'm in better. You will catch it. You're going to be my catcher. Is that right, Larry?
Get it within the area, I'll catch it.
I need you to frame it. I want people, even like, you know how you, if it's close, you know how to move your glove so it looks like a strike, right, Larry?
If you get it to me on a fly, I will frame it. You need to get it to me on a fly, Ange.
I love that. Well, I'm going to work on that, and you're right. You know why I was going to the mound? A couple of weeks ago, the guy from the Tom Cruise movie, a Miles Teller from Downeytown, he threw a strike from the mound. It was amazing. It's the best.
How old was he?
He's 31.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's a problem.
It is a big problem.
But you could do it. See, Larry, here's the thing that makes you great. All these years, you could still do it because you kept doing it, right? You've always done it.
I mean, I went to spring training this year, and I threw batting practice to the big boys. So,
bless you.
I mean, it's not that hard, Ange, but if your arm's not ready to do that, when you get out there, when you watch it on television, it looks close. But when you get out there and you're on top of that rubber there,
you're right,
it looks like it's a mile away. So don't embarrass yourself. You got to get
right
to the edge of the dirt, a nice four-seam fastball, and I'll frame it for you, and everybody will go crazy and say, man, what an athlete Angelo is.
100% I'm taking your advice, Larry. You're a god to me. Now, Larry, there's one other situation that you could really help me with. All right, I've been having an argument because I'm a little bit old school with the baseball.
Right.
And I've been watching the game for over 60 years, and I like my best hitter, my best RBI guy, batting third or fourth. All right,
and I don't. Where you're going with
I don't like what's got. Schwarber's got 27 home runs, 15 solos. Larry,
he's,
Should he be batting? You wrote lineup cards for years. Should he be batting further down the lineup where he can get some people, some traffic on the bases?
Well, hindsight being 20/20, and I mean, we'd love him to hit third or fourth, especially with Harp out.
Yeah.
But the fact that we really, I'm talking about legit leadoff man right now. I think, you know, he's helping us right now. This guy's in, he's on fire right now. I've never seen anybody put together a streak like this. And not only is he a great player, but he's a great guy. I mean, I had a chance to really talk with him during spring training, and even now during the season, I go down there and talk with him. But he loves, you know, he likes where he's hitting right now. And when a guy's that hot, just leave him there, man. But I agree. Hey, if we had a legit, I'm talking about a guy that we know is going to got some speed at the top of the order, can steal some bags. I agree with you, but right now the way our lineup is situated, I mean, I would leave him there and tell him, you know, Dave Dombrowski, you know, he likes to pull the trigger on trades, so we don't know what's going to happen here at the end of the month or beginning of August, I should say.
All right.
We might put somebody like that, and if you did.
Fair enough, Larry. I defer to you on all points. You're very knowledgeable.
Right. Okay,
but Larry, here's one other thing. All right, can you help me with this? You play with Lefty. You play with Steve Carlton.
You're right.
You play with guys who relieved every day if they needed them.
Right.
It doesn't seem to me that the guys nowadays are any healthier than they were when you played. Do you buy into the rest days and all the pitch counts? Where are you on that?
Yeah, that's a great observation, Ange.
Yep.
And again, you know, you've been watching baseball. Charlie Manuel and I went to Lehigh Valley last night because we went to watch our AAA team. And that's the exact thing we were talking about. They got nutritionists now. They have their personal trainers. They're in the greatest shape I've ever seen. When I go to spring training, I look at these guys. But you're right, and they're getting a rest. We never had that rest day or anything like that. But the IL, as they call it, we used to call it the DL, but the IL is loaded with players, not only with the Phillies, all over baseball, and it's hard to figure that out. All I know is when Carlton and Schmitty and myself and Bull, and we did a lot of stretching and we did a lot of running. We didn't do all the other stuff, the sophisticated stuff. And I think these guys are wound so tight now that any unnatural movement, they pull a muscle or a rib cage, and they're out for a long time. But that's a great observation because it's all over baseball. It's like an epidemic. I mean, these guys go down just like that. And right now, with the exception of a guy like Harp who broke his, there's nothing you can do when you have a broken bone.
Right.
I mean, he was trying to protect himself. But if you don't have a broken bone, then you got to go out there and play. And the fact that they're down, and I'm sure they're taking extra precautionary measures to keep these guys on the field. So if the guy's got a little boo-boo or something, hey, sit him down for a couple of days and he'll get back out there. But I agree with you. There's a lot of guys on the IL.
Larry, I got one more thing to ask you about, and I want you to realize that for many years, my go-to Philly was Dallas Green.
Yes.
Even if he was getting himself in trouble, he would give me his straight answer on this.
Right.
I got to ask you about Odubel. You, okay. Mike Schmidt, you were some of the smartest baseball players ever. You knew hit the behind the runner. You knew the basics of the game. Odubel, to me, is driving me insane. Is he bothering you, too, because he's talented, but he does not have a high baseball IQ?
Well, I've been around Odubel a long time, and you're right. He is very talented, but he will come up with some gaps at the most unopportune times, maybe getting picked off first or when he's playing well. I love watching him play, but there's a lot of young kids now, a lot of players that make these mistakes in the middle of a game, and you're scratching your head and you're going, what is he thinking about? Now, I know you're going to ask me about the play last night, and I'm being dead honest with you.
Yep.
Charlie and I were in Lehigh Valley.
Right.
We saw it on our iPhone. We didn't know if he should have caught the ball or not, but Charlie says, Washington just scored on a double, and so I didn't see the play, but I take it that he's getting a lot of heat. That the ball hit right at you, Ange. If you're an outfielder, the ball
right.
hit directly at you is probably the hardest ball to judge. If it's either side, it's easier to take a drop step. But the ball hit right at you is probably the most difficult. But again, I looked at the box score getting up this morning. With the exception of Schwarber, we didn't do anything against that guy.
Well, Larry,
we got to get more hits than that. We got a better lineup than that.
Larry, 16 strikeouts.
Unbelievable. Out of a possible 27 outs,
Larry,
way too many.
Take pride when you played and making contact?
But that was back in the day when, I mean, even guys like Schmitty and Bull, they didn't like striking out. Those guys took it very personal when they struck out. But now, it's like I said, the game has changed. There's no question about that. But over 100 strikeouts now, 150 strikeouts is not a big deal to a lot of the guys. And with the analytic people, you know, they think, hey, strikeouts aren't that bad. But my philosophy on that, Ange, put the ball in play, make the other team make a mistake, whether it's a ground ball, a pop fly, a throwing error, whatever. If you put the ball in play, something bad can happen. When you don't put the ball in play, all you do is tote that lumber back to the dugout, put it in the rack, and sit down. We had way too many strikeouts last night, and I'm sure Rob Thompson will be the first to tell you we got to do a better job putting the ball in play.
Larry, when I go on the field on the 24th, right, is it possible that if you put a major league hitter up there, I could strike him out?
No chance in the world.
Come on, Larry. Larry, this swinging at everything.
But you're right there. And again, how many games have you seen this year where an infielder or an outfielder end up pitching eighth or ninth inning? So, hey, I'm not going to say it's impossible. It's impossible probably to strike him out. You might get a guy, the ball looks so good, he might pop it up or something. But you're not going to strike him out, Ange. I will bet my entire life on that.
Larry, I'm going to tell you something. No matter what happens when I throw this ball out, having Larry Boa on the other end of the throw is an enormous honor to me. It's a tremendous thing. Larry, thank you so much for doing this. Thank the Phillies for giving me this opportunity. And you know what, Larry? I'm going to surprise some people. I'm going to do a nice job with this.
Hey, Edge, one thing before I get off.
Yeah.
Did you smooth it over with Ben Davis? Because I heard that conversation.
No. Ben Davis was never in the picture, Larry.
Broke his heart, Larry.
Ben was never in the picture. All right? I'm going to tell you something. Ben Davis could not hold your jock on the field. Geez. You were a ball player. Ben Davis was a bust.
All right. Hey, Ben's a great guy, and I'm looking forward to this. But get a little practice in, will you? Just get a little practice.
I will, Larry. Larry, you're the best. Thank you, my friend.
Take care.
Larry Boa. There you have it, Al. There you have it.
Larry didn't wear a jock on the field.
I will defer to Larry Boa on the Schwarber issue because he is the final word, and he said what he said. Was it fully based on his other comments related to analytics? It seems like he was not fully on board all this stuff.
He was trying to help.
That's basically what everybody said. It's with the current roster construction and the way he's hitting, it's the best for right now.
But he did say Dombrowski likes to make trades.
Right.
I mean, he said stay tuned, basically. Yeah. That was a great comment.
You think he knows something there?
Yes.
I do. Maybe they got something cooking right now.
They better.
Yeah, they do.
Better.
They do.
Don't wait 3 weeks. Do it now. You know, maybe if I throw a great pitch, you could throw me into the deal. Oh. I'm there before the trade deadline. Oh. 215.
So glad you're not here next week.
I'm off next week.
You'll be playing catch.
If you just tuned in, ladies and gentlemen, I was summoned earlier today to the West Coast, to Hollywood.
Summoned.
To meet Brad Pitt, who has stated that he wants someone who has the same affliction I do.
Yeah, what is that?
Jonesy, what is it?
Don't recognize a person's face, and you
blindness.
Have halitosis.
Earlier in the game. Earlier in the show, he said bedwetting. Prosopagnosia.
I knew it.
Face blindness.
Yes.
I cannot discern. I got an actual plan. You know what Joe Wechter said?
What?
I'm going on studio tours with my grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So I see Brad Pitt. I go up to him. I pretend I work with him in the movie Inglourious Basterds.
What is wrong? No.
Right? I go, hey, Brad, great to see you again. I loved working with you in Bastards.
I was the bastard, you know.
And then Al, he thinks I did work with him because he can't recognize faces.
Just put one arm behind your back and
gotcha.
Tell him
you're
the fugitive.
Mess around with somebody who's got a disability.
Brad, I don't know if you remember me. I was in the old Fugitive episode. I was the one-armed man. 215.
I can't shake your hand right now.
I only got my other arm. 215-592-9494.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.